earth healing, teaching, and learning.
Oh my god, the radio was on. Oh.
Oh my god.
It is 12:43 a.m. And hold on. Let me safety first. I'm gonna put my seatbelt on. And I'm sitting in the parking lot of the AMC movie theater in Methuen, Massachusetts. Where I just came out of. Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. I tried to stay away from as many reviews as I could. I did see the Rotten Tomatoes score. And as low as it is, or middling as it is, the way I look at it, for every person who didn't like it, there's someone who liked it. And guess what camp I fall in? Yeah. I liked it. And I just want to give you my instant reaction. I mean, I'm literally coming out of the movie theater. Driving home, I only live about 5 minutes from the theater, so this, I might not have much time. Maybe I'll sit in the driveway. It is weird leaving the movie theater this late. It is weird that there are even later showings. There's an 11:45. There was like 11:30, 11:45, and I went to a 10 o'clock showing. I'm coming out of the theater now at 12:45. So, I mean, those theaters, they're going to be getting out at like 2 in the morning. That is bonkers. My eyes were heavy. My eyes may have not shut, but like may have like, you know, like wanted to shut. But it was not for lack of enjoyment, because I have to say, I enjoy this movie, and I'm going to spoil the hell out of it. So if you haven't seen the latest Star Wars, you're going to get spoiled, so stop listening. And I can't recap the whole thing. There's no way I can do that. I don't think I can. Especially whilst driving, and it's like 10 degrees out. Oh, 20 degrees out, according to my automobile's thermometer. I'm going to take the long way, which will add about 30 seconds to my drive. I don't know what to say. Like, okay, you knew from the trailer that Palpatine was back. I figured Luke was going to be back as a Force ghost. You know what? I got to tell you, I just rewatched all the Star Wars movies. I watched those horrible prequels. I watched the fun Solo. Sorry, it's fun. I watched the great Rogue One. And then I watched the original trilogy, of course, the classics. I watched Force Awakens, which I enjoyed. And I watched The Last Jedi, which I enjoyed a lot more than I remembered. Now, I enjoyed it when I got out of the theater. Then I saw all this negativity, and it clouded my judgment. And I had, my brakes. Ooh, a little squeaky. I had people get in my ear, and I thought, oh, this, that. Then I watched it again, and I was like, no, I'm sorry, I enjoyed that. And guess what? I enjoyed this, too. I don't know. I watched the original trilogy, you know what? And I don't know what people are expecting. Like, none of this is great art. It's just, like, fun science fiction adventure with, like, great story of like great, you know, world building, I guess you could say. It all comes from the original films, but like I don't know why people don't like this. I like it. Maybe I'm very tired. I did work a full day, but I'm on a 2-week vacation now, so this is a good way to kick it off. I feel like Star Wars has become my kickoff of vacation. Every episode. The Palpatine thing. So let me see if I get this right. I'm going to try to explain it to myself. Palpatine was planning everything. He was kept alive by something that stuck him on a machine, and he created Snoke. He built the First Order, and he, well, the big spoiler, I'll get to that in a second. But he created Snoke. In fact, they went by a tank at the beginning where you saw a couple Snokes, like just kind of in the water. There's a lot of British accents in this, so sometimes you just see me talking like this. And so he's still around, but he's weak. and he needs, what the hell does he need? He needs Kylo Ren to bring the girl to the dark side. And of course, the big spoiler is, J.J. Abrams basically said, Ryan, I know you got rid of Kylo's mask. I'm going to weld it back together. Ryan, I know you said that Rey's parents were nobody, but I'm going to tell you that even though they were basically nobody, her dad's dad was somebody by the name of Emperor Palpatine. Yes, she's Palpatine's granddaughter. Now, I'm trying to do the timeline. If the Emperor had a kid that is... he would have to have a kid older. Like, he would have to have a kid after, you know, while Luke was fully grown, right? So when Luke's fully grown, at the same time, he's like, I'm going to come Darth Vader, and we're going to turn Luke to the dark side. Then he goes, finds a chick, gets freaky with her, has a kid, right? And the kid's completely normal, though. That kid has a kid and grows up to be Rey, I think. I'm trying to think of the age of Rey's parents, the timeline. It's all kind of screwy kablooey in my head. It is 12:49 a.m. Time and temperature at 17 degrees on your Saturday morning, Friday evening, December 21st, 2019. Let's end the decade as I ramble more about Star Wars. Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. I'm very tired and loopy. I'm living off sugar-free peanut butter and some coffee, and I stole a couple pieces of pizza from my friend. What am I even talking about? He's the grandfather. Oh, man, that's loud. He's the grandfather of Rey. That's the big thing. She's a Palpatine. The dark side is in her. We saw her in the trailer. We saw evil Rey. That was a vision. But we did see the evil power is in her as she had she had the lightning shoot out of her hands. Kylo Ren brought it out of her. She was so angry that lightning shot out of her hands, and she thought she killed Chewbacca. And I thought she killed Chewbacca. I was like, oh my God, she killed Chewbacca. She didn't kill Chewbacca. All right, Salvatore killed Chewbacca once, but they brought him back. Now I'm going to sit in my driveway for a couple minutes because I have to. See, I told you, it's only a few minutes from the movie theater. So now that I told you where I saw the movie theater, you could triangulate my signal and find out where I am. I may have given away my location of my rebel base. Yeah. Yep, this is what happens when you're very tired. So, let's see. Where was I? Oh, so she had this quote-unquote evil in her. The whole thing was, you know, it's always looking for something, trying to find something. That's a big thing in J.J. Abrams, too. Looking for something to get to something to get to something. They needed to find this dagger that had map on where to find this, Sith thing that would lead them to this planet that has the Emperor and all the Sith. We see Kylo at the beginning. He finds one of these things. Only two have ever been made. And Kylo finds one and gets them and learns all about Emperor Palpatine. And I think he learned about it. This happened and he knew about him for a while. I don't know. And then Rey wants to find the other with Poe and Finn and Chewbacca and C-3PO. They go to a planet. Oh, so they go one place and find the knife. That's when they think Chewbacca. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, my God, it's so late. I should probably edit that out, but I might not. So then they go, they realize that, C-3PO is like, look, I have, I can translate this, but it's not in my programming. I'm forbidden from translating Sith, which I thought was kind of cool. They're like, but it's in my memory. And they're like, oh, well, then we need to hack it. And so he actually gives them the idea that they can hack him to get the memory out, but it would probably reset his memory. So that's what you see in the trailer. I'm going to say goodbye to my friends. Don't worry. It's all a happy ending in the end. So they go to this planet that Poe has a history on. He meets this woman that he's met in the past that he used to run spice with. And this little tiny dude who was pretty funny, he's like the cute new little thing, I think. He, I wonder if this is going to make sense at all to me when I listen back to it. He, you know, works on C-3PO, gets the translation. Then they reset C-3PO and he's like, hello, I'm C-3PO. Who are you? And he doesn't remember any of them. But don't worry, later on, R2-D2's like, what's wrong with you? Boom. Zaps him and gets his memory back. Everything's good and back to normal. While they were on one planet looking for the dagger, they get saved by a dude I knew right away. It was Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian, who looks pretty damn great for his age and still has that strong voice. Really, it was awesome to see him. And he's like, I don't fly anymore. But when he heard of, I may be wrong. I just saw the movie, but I may be wrong. So they go to, they get the dagger. They know where to go to get the tracker thing. It's on this planet with big waves. And oh, what's that? Crashed in the waves? The Death Star. One of the Death Stars. I don't know which one. And so they meet some people there who are all former Star Troopers, all former Stormtroopers like Finn, and they want to help as part of the Resistance. They ride cool-looking horses, not the same thing we saw in Last Jedi. These are different horses. These are basically horses with long hair. And they, I'm going to call this the overtired recap of Episode 9. Okay, so Rey gets onto the Death Star and finds the thing. She finds the thing that she's looking for, but look who shows up. Oh, she sees the old throne of the Emperor. Ooh, that was kind of cool. And she has these visions of her sitting on the throne with Rey. So she's real freaked out. At one point, she left and went back to Luke's island, and Ghost Luke talked her back into it. She was like, it was awesome. When they're in the desert, she thinks she kills Chewie. She freaks out. She steals Kylo Ren's ship. I think that's where she steals Kylo Ren's ship. Or she steals a ship. I'm all over the place. And she races out of there. Man, I don't remember. Did she steal his ship on the water island? Gosh, golly gee. I think she does. I think that's where she steals the ship. Maybe. But at one point, her and Kylo, look, you saw the movie, right? What am I even, I'm recapping it. Why am I recapping it if you saw the movie? Let's just talk about the big things. Kylo and her have a big, awesome lightsaber fight, and she wins. She takes out Kylo, and then she heals him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this on the Mandalorian Man feed, I remember saying that they showed Baby Yoda healing Carl Weathers in the last episode, and I said, why do we see that? I wonder if we'll see that power in the Rise of Skywalker, and gosh darn it, we did. Gosh darn it, we did. You know, if you are watching this going, what's this, a new power that they don't have? Oh, they have it, and they showed it. I mean, they showed it 2 days earlier in an episode of a Disney Plus television show, but there's precedence, and it's in the past, so it counts. It all counts. And Rey stabs Kylo, and then she heals Kylo to show him, look, I am not of the dark side. I am compassion. I have the light. And that is what changed Kylo Ren. At that moment, Kylo Ren did die, and Ben Solo was brought back to life. And guess who we see? We see Harrison Ford, Han Solo. You know this because you saw the movie already, but we saw Harrison Ford. He wasn't a ghost. He wasn't like from the Force. It was all just Ben's memories bringing him back. And he said the same thing. I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the power to do it. He said that in Force Awakens. This time he takes his stupid handmade lightsaber and throws it off into the water, killing Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren's dead forever. And now Ben Solo is back. Ben Solo is back, and we'll get there. So now they, what happened? Oh, Luke's like, look, you have everything you need already with you. She stole Kylo Ren's ship after she brought him back to life. And she, on that ship was the original tracker. So she used that. And then in the coolest, one of the coolest scenes, because there were some cool ass scenes, Luke brought back the X-Wing fighter. And look, we saw the Death Star, the Emperor, Luke's X-Wing was brought back into it. And she uses that to fly all the way to the Emperor to take him out. And she left her tracker on so that everyone in the Resistance could go there too. They go there, but at one point it's just overwhelming. They, you know, they sent Billy Dee Williams, they sent Lando and Chewbacca out to try to find anybody. But if you remember at the end of The Last Jedi, nobody came. Nobody came. This time, everybody came in. I don't know if it was my favorite moment, but maybe it was me being overtired. I don't know about it. But when they panned up and Poe looked over and you saw thousands of Resistance fighters, thousands of Allied ships, and the Star Wars theme played, I had chills throughout my entire body. I can't lie. That I was like, oh, that was amazing. It was like, here we go. And then the Emperor was like, I've got unlimited power. He didn't say that, but it was like, he starts shooting into the... Oh, this is what happened. Okay. So Ben Solo, he's not Kylo Ren anymore. He is now Benjamin Solo. Ben shows up and Rey's about to fight the Emperor. Ben shows up to fight the Emperor. They've got the two lightsabers together because Luke gave Rey Leia's lightsaber. Leia's lightsaber, what are we talking about? And then we got a little flashback of them training. We saw a young Luke and a young Leia, and they're fighting and learning the ways, because remember, she was a Jedi. Or obviously she was trained more than we know. And now Rey has both the lightsabers, and she's taking them both, and you realize one's going to go to her, one's going to go to Ben, and that's what happens. And then the Emperor's like, no, I'm stronger than both of you. I'm taking take both your life force. And then he kind of heals and comes back to normal. He can get off his little life support machine, uses his powers to shoot lightning bolts into the sky. Pew, 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 pew. All the ships are starting to fall out of the sky. And then for some reason he stops, or maybe he got tired. I don't know. And then Ben Solo tries to get him. And he's like, oh, that's what happened. Ben Solo gets up, and then the Emperor's like, no, and shoots him. You're the last of the Skywalker. And he shoots him off, and you think Ben's dead. You don't think that for real, but it looks like he's dead. And I like that he called him Skywalker. And I thought, oh, here we go. Ben, his grandfather's Anakin Skywalker. His uncle's Luke Skywalker. His mom is Leia Organa Skywalker. He is becoming Ben Solo, he is the rise of the Skywalker. That's it. No, I was wrong. But he comes back, and at one point, while you think he's dead, Rey gets up, and she's like, I've got both lightsabers now. Bang, bang, bang. And she goes to... and she melts the Emperor. Basically melts the Emperor. And to the point where it takes so much out of her that she dies. And Ben Solo comes back, and he uses the same power that she used, the power to heal, and she explained what it was. She went, because she healed the giant snake monster. She said it was me giving part of my life force of the force passing through me, giving my life energy. Well, it looks like in his final moments, Benjamin Solo, the former Kylo Ren, gave all of his life force, because she was pretty much dead. He gave everything he had from her to him, from him to her. She came back to life, and she was like, oh, and he smiles. She kisses him. And you think, oh, okay, well, they've been teasing this for a while. And then he collapses and he disappears. He's dead for real. And when he dies, now, wait a minute, when did this happen? Oh, when she's, oh my goodness. When Rey stabbed Ben the first time, that is when Leia died. It was like she was just holding on hope for her son. and he's dead. She's dead. He comes back to life. She does not come back to life. She's in resting, and that's what brought Lando Calrissian back. And then, oh man, where was I? Oh, and then once Ben Solo dies and disappears, Leia disappears too. And Maz, is that her name? Maz? She was there to see it, and she was like, ah, yes, she's off with the Force. She was in this, I don't remember her name, but she was in this just a little, not much. She didn't do a great deal, but she was part of the Resistance. And it was cool seeing Greg Gumbug and, I can't remember his name, but Charlie from Lost, Dominic Monaghan, maybe? These are all J.J. Abrams buddies. And what else? So he brings Rey back to life, and Rey flies home, and everyone's happy because once the Emperor was done, they took out a couple of ships, and Finn took out a ship, and once that ship was taken out, all the ships were able to be taken out. I don't know, dude. It is 1:06 a.m., and I have been rambling. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to not like about this movie. Was it that they... Look, I saw a headline where Rian Johnson said something about, you know, just giving in and pandering to fans is not the way to do things. I guess. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Is that a dig at JJ? Is like, did JJ try to be like, oh, look, here's a Death Star. Oh, look, we'll do as much Princess Leia as we can. Oh, Ben's a good guy now. We got Luke Force Ghost, but we saw Luke and Leia as a Force Ghost at the end. Oh, we'll get there. And, we're going to go back here. We're going to go back there. You know what? Good. I don't care. This is the last one. This is how you do things. You know, if this was a continuing thing, okay, maybe you're like, oh, they're doing this and all that. No, this is the last one. So at the very end, after everything's saved, after everything's good and happy, Rey goes back to Tatooine, back to Uncle Owen Amperu. She goes back to Luke Skywalker's home to visit. Now, I thought she was going. This is where she was going to start the new Jedi training. She was going to make a new Jedi training center. That's what I thought. But instead, she went to say goodbye to Luke and Leia for the last time. Took their lightsabers, buried them there, and then opened up a new lightsaber. It was yellow. She's got her own lightsaber now. This woman shows up. She's like, "No one's lived there for a long time. Who are you?" She says, "I'm Rey." And she said, "Rey, what?" Rey looks over and sees the ghost of Luke and Leia. Now, she is, by blood, a Palpatine. But in everything else in her life, she realizes everyone's gone but her. She is going to live. She is going to keep this name. She's going to allow this name to live on. So she decided she will be known as Rey Skywalker. And is that how it ended? I think so. I don't know. We saw cheering. Everyone's happy. Yeah, Rey Skywalker. And that's how it ended. Sure. So, yeah. This was rambling city of an old retired man who safely drove. No alcohol involved. Couple, again, peanut butter cups. Sugar-free peanut butter cups because, you know, got to watch my figure. And my vacation begins. So this is going to probably go up sometime tomorrow or later today because of how late it is. So I want to make sure I shut my car off and bring my gloves in with me because it's chilly, Willie. So The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. I don't know. I loved it. I want to see it again already. I don't want to hear from people who say, "Oh, they did this when the Jedi don't do this," and just like, guess what? I'm going to give you a little history lesson. The Jedi don't do anything. You know why? Because they're stories, they're characters. So you can make new things anytime you want. And they just made a new power. Maybe the Jedi tapped into something that they didn't know before. Maybe the first person to discover this power was Baby Yoda. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I really enjoyed it. I'm really tired. And I'm really sorry if you listen to this, because this is what we call in the podcasting business hot garbage. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. What was cool to see? What else was cool to see? Oh. So when all those ships returned and everyone, all like the resistance everywhere, and Lando was there, I swear we saw, I don't know if his name was Wedge or something, but it was one of the same X-Wing fighters from like the original movies. Was it like Luke's friend Wedge? Wedge Antilles? Is that his name? I swear we saw him. I'm in the garage. Now, yeah, I don't get a car in the garage. Whatever. Door's locked. Everything's good. So I'm going to sign off now. I'm sure you're already gone. But if you are out there and you're still listening, you can tweet me at Geek Mentality with the code word cinnamon. Now, thank you guys for listening. This is like, it's all kind of, you know, instant, and I'm trying to remember it. And I've seen so many Star Wars in the last 5 days. But yeah, like, I mean, if anyone complained about Rose in the last one, too bad. She's fine. She was in this. She played a role, but not a major role. But I'm trying to think anything else. Oh, Hux, Bill Weasley. He was in this. He is also deceased. I mean, these are all spoilers, but it, like, all of a sudden, I called it when he was there with them and they were about to execute the bad guys. I was like, I whispered to my friend, I said, he's the spy. And he was the spy, but he was only doing this. He didn't care about them winning. He just cared about Kylo Ren losing. Kylo's mask was cool with the red lines. I like that. But Kylo's dead. And so's Ben, but Kylo died first. Look, we saw Anakin Skywalker at the end, okay? I thought maybe we'd see Ben Solo's Force Ghost. We saw Anakin Skywalker at the end, not Darth Vader. And we saw Ben Solo at the end, not Kylo Ren. And Rey's now Rey Skywalker. Now, this is the end of the Skywalker saga. The end. What does that mean? I mean, we're not done with Star Wars movies. That's probably pretty evident because Disney owns Star Wars. So we'll be probably getting something in the world of Star Wars forever. Does this mean we're really at the end of Poe, Finn, and Rey? Probably, right? But nothing ever really ends in a world where money talks. Could we ever see them doing a Disney Plus show? I doubt it. But again, would you ever think that Ewan McGregor would be doing a Disney Plus show as Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, 15, 16 years later? No. And yet here we are. So if the right project comes, the right script comes, maybe we'll see Rey Skywalker in another adventure. But if this is the end of Skywalker saga, I don't know. Does this mean, like, I'd like to see Finn and Poe and Rey again. But you know what? I'm going to make a prediction now. We will see them in something again, whether it's one of them. You know, we saw at one point the rebel former stormtroopers. Lando was like, where are you from? She's like, I don't know. He goes, well, let's find out. And I thought maybe he was putting the moves on her. Because he's still Billy Dee Williams. He's still a smooth, cool customer. But maybe he was, you know, I was like, maybe that's a movie right there. But they're not going to do a movie of that, are they? Why not? Or a TV series. Maybe that's a TV series. Former stormtroopers. We find out where they live. And then they flip homes. I don't know. Look, I've already rambled on too long. So I am done talking about this movie. And I hope to see it again. It's one of those things. Now, every time this happens, I want to read the novelization. Like, I want to find it and read it right away. I don't know, guys. I like this movie. I'm not, I'm not a giant expanded universe guy. I listen to Star Wars Minute. I like the movies. I watched The Mandalorian. Never watched any of the cartoon shows. And I just liked this movie. I enjoyed it. And stop comparing it to other movies. It is, you can compare it to the three that came out. You can't compare it to the things that were 30 years ago. That's just the way it is. This was a good movie. It's a little newer. It's a little different. And it's like, I actually know that I'm rambling. I know that I should shut up, and yet I can't bring myself. I feel like I'm missing out on like something to bring everything together. And I realize there is nothing. So I'm going to leave you now. Now listen, if you're listening on Geek Mentality, I can't believe you still subscribed. Thank you very much. I know who you are. There's a good chance you live in Canada. If you aren't listening on Geek Mentality, maybe you're listening on The Mandalorian Man. Maybe you subscribe to both for some cool reason. But The Mandalorian Man is a podcast I do covering every episode of The Mandalorian. We have one more coming out next week, and then I'm hoping to do commentary episodes where I just watch the show. In June on the Geek Mentality side, if you're listening there, don't forget, I'll be back in June to see a lot of great movies. I saw some previews for some today, like Top Gun 2, Wonder Woman 2, and then others. There'll be like 28 other movies. So, stick with me. Thank you guys for listening. I'm done here. And now, Mandalorian people, this is something I do at the end of every one of my episodes. You get to listen to my fun and exciting theme song. Oh, wait. Before I do that, follow me on Twitter at Geek Mentality and on Instagram at Geek Mentality. Now you can listen to my fun and handsome theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans not experts.